WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. With the federal government shut down for the first time in nearly 7 years, the two sides are talking, but not to each other.
If Senate Democrats or House Democrats or anybody else wants to come to the Oval Office, look, I'll go down to the Capitol right now.
Vice President Vance on CBS Mornings, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on CNN.
Now that they've seen they can't bludgeon us, they can't roll us, hopefully they're going to sit down and negotiate now, not kick the can down the road.
CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
The plan, at least today, is that we'll see the Senate try to hold another round of votes, although they may just be procedural votes, not actual votes, on government funding. Also, keep in mind that we expect the Senate to observe the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, which means they may not take any action on the floor.
Breaking news from the Supreme Court. The court will allow Lisa Cook to remain as a Federal Reserve governor for now. President Trump moved to fire her. This morning, new tariffs on imported prescription drugs are taking effect. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
It does not include generic pharmaceuticals, though. And that's a really important point because the majority of medications and drugs that we as Americans buy are generic brands.
Well, CBS's Jim Krasula tells us Walmart's the latest company to announce a move away from food dyes and some preservatives.
Walmart is planning to remove synthetic dyes and dozens of food additives from its store brands sold in the U.S. by January of 2027. The nation's biggest retailer says the move will include about 1,000 products, including snacks, baked goods, power drinks, salad dressings, and frosting.
On the Health Watch, a new look at long COVID.
The study by the National Institutes of Health's Recover Initiative found after a second infection, people under 21 were more than three times as likely as those infected once to develop long COVID symptoms.
Symptoms involving the brain to symptoms involving the heart, symptoms involving the lungs.
Researcher Dr. Alexander Charney says most of the kids had not been vaccinated. Other studies have shown COVID vaccines significantly reduce the risk of long COVID. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
In New York City, part of a high-rise apartment building collapsed today in the Bronx.
The whole building just, you heard a loud boom, and the thing just exploded and it fell down.
No word of any injuries. A gas explosion may have caused it. PEN America finds more than 6,800 books being temporarily or permanently pulled for the 24-25 school year. That's down from 10,000 the year before. Wall Street, the Dow, is up 17 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Police in Kenosha have posted a picture of the missing person they're searching for. 18-year-old Angelnet Byram was last seen Friday afternoon at the ECLA Outreach Center. She's described as black, 5'6", with short black hair and an afro or twists, wearing a tan dress. She might be in Milwaukee. There's an image on the Kenosha Police social media pages. Although the Caledonia Plan Commission approved the Microsoft Data Center project, it still requires multiple approval from village and state agencies. Even if it does get approved, it could be 2 to 3 years before work starts due to the necessary environmental and zoning reviews. People in Wind Point will have a chance to weigh in on proposed upgrades to the Shute Park Golf Course. A public listening session is next Monday. The goal is to improve the underused 9-hole course while gathering feedback from the community. Demolition is underway at the former St. Nicholas Church in Racine. It's to make room for new affordable housing funded partially by $2 million in federal aid. And Kenosha County Highway E will be closed today at the Union Pacific Railroad crossing. The street in Summers should be reopened later today. Drivers should expect detours and delays while crews work on fixing that crossing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers reevaluate. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers having their bye week. Now, after losing to the Browns last week, how are they reacting to Sunday night's game with the Cowboys ending in a tie? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Right now, it feels like kind of like a kick in the gut. It definitely feels more like a loss than anything else. I think what's disappointing is when you have opportunities to win games, which we had an opportunity in both games to win the game. And when you don't win the game, it's disappointing.
college football, following losses to Alabama and Maryland, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Michigan on Saturday. Luke Fickle.
We know we have to get better. There's a process to getting better. We have to see some of those steps to getting better. But there's no way of doing it if you can't stay together and you can't keep your mind in a going in a direction. I always say positive, but going in a direction that gives us a chance to get better.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today, with a high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunny, 75. Then on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny, with a high of 83 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Here we go with another multi-state keyword to give you another chance to win $200 cash. That's the green and gold jewelry, and be qualified for indoor club seats for the Minnesota Green Bay game in November. Here we are. The word is, are you ready? Ready to write it down? Ready to just text it? Cash. C-A-S-H. Cash. Text that now to using the Civic Media app to us, and you'll receive a text back. There's a link in there. If you hit the link, it'll tell you how you can get extra chances to win just by hitting that link. Okay, so good luck to you. But use the word cash, C-A-S-H, before noon. That's when it expires. And good luck from WRJN.
Taking the
local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the
to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, no. What I said now. Mustang Sally, now baby. Oh, Lord.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I was talking about the Brewers earlier, how they got the week off, and so they're sitting at home watching the games like we do. You know, big bowl of popcorn, maybe a beverage. Oh, apple cider, of course. But when the Brewers do start playing again on Saturday, you can hear the games here on WRJN. Sponsored by Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, The Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, and Easy Mobility Solutions. Yes, the entire Brewer postseason here on WRJN.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day, Beyond the Board in Brookfields. The board game cafe packed with timeless classics and new releases. Join open game night tonight at 5 p.m. Make some new friends. While you play, enjoy delicious pizzas, hot apps, fresh subs and salads, and your favorite beverage. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $25 worth of gift certificates for just $6.25. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Union Grove Fall Fest is the place to be this Saturday, and Just Brew It has something special planned for the party. All throughout downtown, you'll find festival fun, a village-wide scavenger hunt, kids' crafts, live music, and fall photos. Then, stop by Just Brew It for the exclusive Fall Fest beverage. Warm, cozy, and full of autumn vibes. It's the signature sip to celebrate the season. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It, downtown Union Grove. Proud to be part of Union Grove Fall Fest this Saturday. Don't miss it.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Sedaka, Calendar Girl. Nice song. Let's get psychedelic. Here's Kenny Rogers in the First Edition on WRJN.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Song prices never shared. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echo the wills of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. Sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The future of a proposed Microsoft data center in Caledonia could hinge on a village board meeting October 14th. Dozens of people, including those living nearby and regional activists, turned out for a plan commission meeting this week where they gave approval. Many in opposition voiced concerns about how the project could impact the community's environment, traffic, and rural character. Village officials say the data center would boost the local tax base and support services like schools and public safety. The property is owned by We Energies. The rezoning and land use change will go to a final vote at that meeting on the 14th. A 25-year-old Sturtevant man is facing felony charges after admitting to forging and cashing a check from an elderly resident at a Racine assisted living facility. Dervante Cunningham is accused of writing himself a $200 check using a blank check that he says he found in his girlfriend's scrubs. She worked at the facility and told police she did take a blank check but didn't fill it out. She's been fired. Cunningham is now in custody on charges of forgery, uttering a forgery, and identity theft charges. Demolition is underway at an abandoned Racine church. Work is going on at the former St. Nicholas Episcopal Church on 16th Street, with the landmark being cleared to make way for new housing. The city council voted earlier this year to use $2 million in federal funding to help build four affordable homes where the church once stood. Officials say affordable housing is one of Racine's biggest challenges. And getting through summers will be tough today. Kenosha County Highway E, a.k.a. 12th Street, will be closed at the Union Pacific Railroad crossing in summers. The closure today will allow crews to repair the crossing. Detours will be posted. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunny, 75. Then on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 83 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Get some heavy rest.
didn't call.
Stuff from Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. It Takes Two on WRJN.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can make the light. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a car like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it just for any place.
The sun is rising. definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see you. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation.
This hour's multi-state keyword, give you a chance to win great prizes. It's cash, C-A-S-H. Text that off to us using the Civic Media app. Get it to us before noon. Coming to Festival Park and Festival Hall, Memorial Hall, and to sort it all out, Kevin McDougall from 5K Events coming in to talk with Don Rosen tomorrow. The Don Rosen Morning Show. It's award-winning and is sponsored by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Serving my country required sacrifice. Sacrifice that changed my life forever. I remember the day I came home, Because of my injuries, this house wasn't right for me anymore. I remember the narrow doorways, the small bathrooms, the shelves out of reach when in my wheelchair. Every day was full of obstacles. I felt trapped. I remember a better day, the day my family received a specially adapted custom home from Homes for Our Troops. That day changed everything. Now we have a safe and accessible home to enjoy the freedom I fought for. This place, our home, is exactly what we needed to rebuild our lives.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
All the world all the sun, easy to see. People everywhere.
WZTI Greenfield.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And W.